We've all heard a lot about the out-of-body experience. Here, David shares his views on this type of experience and how it relates to going through the death process.
I think the out-of-body experience, it gives you a very good idea, because whatever it is that travels is not your physical body. So the experiencer, that which is aware, is not the physical body. You quickly learn that you are not the body. The body is one thing, that which you are is something else, because the real you can be in one side of the room and the physical body is lying on the other side of the room. So that happened to me spontaneously when I was quite ill one time too. Suddenly I was 5 feet or 6 feet over the physical body, and I was looking down at the physical body, and I realized that's not me. That's the body, but that's not me. The real me was suspended 6 or 8 feet over the physical body. And when you're out of body, the physical body is not even interesting. It's just boring looking. There's actually no investment in it at all. And it's a very rewarding and enlightening experience. As you picture yourself going through the death process, it brings up all the things that you value and your attachments to them, what they really mean to you, what you're willing to sacrifice for them. And the eventual thing that it really confronts you with is the objects of your love. The people that you love are the ones that really come up, and the reluctance to leave the ones that you love. And then past that is you're seeing that to be separated from the ones you love is only temporary, because you may be going over in a different sequence, but everybody's going to end up in the same place on the other side. So all you have to handle is how you're going to handle the time differential between the time you leave and the time somebody else leaves. And then there's the realizing that in a different state of consciousness, there is no time interval that has to be handled. That the illusion of a time sequence is in your head, and that in reality it's going to be all at the same time, and there is no real separation. But for a while it certainly seems like there's going to be, and there's concern and dismay about that. That which occurred previously is like blanked out. It's no longer of any relevance or reality or significance. And it had a social value at the time, and that social value was connected with this physicality. And that's called an entity by yourself, your friends, and the government, including the IRS. But the reality is that you're a spirit, and the sooner when you realize that you are a spirit and that you are eternal, there is no beginning and there is no ending. Let's go of your final fears and reluctances about your temporality. It's what you are, what you have become, what you have meant to others, and had nothing to do with physicality or money or titles or any of those things, because those things belong to the world, and when you leave the world, they're going to stay with the world and have no value where you're going. Everybody looks at death as a tragedy, and there's all weeping and wailing and all this. I was all alone by myself one time. I lived in a big estate in New York. And all of a sudden, psychically, I got a call from my mother, and I realized that my mother, telepathically, was telling me that she was dying in Florida. So I went inside, I called up the airline, got the next flight out of New York for Florida, and caught the next plane. And when I got to her, I found out where she was, the hospital. When I got to her room in the hospital, as I walked into the room, I felt this sense of ecstasy, absolute, overwhelming, extreme ecstasy. And that was my mother going out of body, and her soul was leaving her body. And as I entered the room saying, turn off the respirator, I think she's gone now, because I just got that my mother had left. And as I say, she was in a state of absolute joy and ecstasy. First of all, to leave the suffering physical body, but secondly, to be in a higher state of consciousness. I told them, you can turn off the respirator now. And one of the nurses looked at me, and she got what had happened. She got that I'd gotten the message from her, and she got what I meant when I said, you can turn off the respirator. And that was interesting that somebody else other than myself had also intuited and experienced out the phenomena that were occurring in that hospital room.